You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the League Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Sam Norris here on the podcast, and joining me on the line as ever is Jason Lewis from the72.co.uk. How are you, Jason? You good?
I'm very well. How are you, Sam?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you. It's crunch time in the Football League now, with decisions being made at the top and bottom of League 1 and 2. It's getting exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I think three, maybe sometimes you've got four games left, and definitely the time to start picking up points if you really need them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got some of the games that we'll be covering today feature a lot of those teams desperate for points. We'll start in League One with the game on Friday night. This one sees Port Vale hosting Preston. It's 4-1 for Port Vale, 5-2 the draw, 8-11 about Preston North End. And the title might now be out of Preston's reach, but they'll be keen to secure automatic promotion. But it's a tough assignment against the Port Vale side, who are probably still looking over their shoulder.
Yeah, definitely. It's both sides. We've got something to play for here. So quite a lot of the games around the league, I think you've got one team that have something to play for and the other perhaps not. But both teams here really could do with the points. Preston's still got quite a bit to do. MK Dons are right on their tail there. They've still both got four games to play, so there's a little bit more to run out in this story. But with Bristol securing their promotion, I think the league's only probably this week. I think this weekend it could be done effectively with the 10 points clear as it is. So you've got Preston in pole position to join them in the Championship next season. And the great run they've been on this season, I really see this probably being another routine victory for Preston. They're unbeaten now in 15 games, and they've beaten teams like Port Vale in the run that they've been having, winning at Bradford, great win at Milton Keynes, beating Oldham and Chesterfield. Add to that, Preston have won the last three meetings between these sides, which have come in the last 18 months. Before that, you've got to go back to the early 90s when these sides played. So Port Vale, thicker relegation scrap, just 3 points above the drop zone, without winning eight games, losing six of those. You just got back Preston there, really, for me. It just looks too obvious. They may have drawn their last two games. One of those was against Bristol City, so that's a fine result. And probably not at their best in their last game. I think they probably let a few people down on their acres in midweek. But I just think here they're going to lay a marker down in the Friday night game and get the victory. I'm so confident in Simon Grayson's side. I'd probably say the double result of them to win at half-time, full-time at 8-5 is a real attractive offer, and I expect quite a few people will be looking at that. They've gone on to win when winning at half-time in 7 of their last 20 games, and they may have failed to hold on to the lead in 4 games, having to settle for draws, but Port Vale have been trailing 7 times themselves at half-time, and they've only come back once, and they only draw that. So really, if Preston are leading in this first half, they're going to see it out, I think, quite confidently in saying that. So my pick here for a bit more value, 8-5 for Preston double result here, would really be a great start to the weekend's betting.
Okay, like that. Yeah, Preston on the double result then, half-time and full-time, is 8-5 for the Friday night game. We'll go ahead then to some of Saturday's action. It's Oldham versus Chesterfield, the second game that we're going to preview. 14-5 about Oldham, 5-2 the draw, and 19-20 for Chesterfield. Chesterfield unbeaten in their last six in the league, winning five of those, which has seen them all but secure sixth spot. They're 7 points clear of Rochdale in seventh, and they're certainly the form team going into the game.
Definitely one of the form teams in the division up there with Milton Keynes, Preston, Bristol City. They're really doing well. And you look at this match, and you've got one side distinctly out of form, fairly set for mid-table, not a lot to play for in Oldham. And then you've got Chesterfield winning all over the country. And they've had quite a lot of pressure, because a few weeks ago, Rochdale were right on their tail, and they've opened up that nice 7-point gap with 8 victories in the last 11 games. Before that, they lost 4 straight and possibly could have been fearing they dropped out of the playoffs. But now, they look solid. And Oldham, since Lee Johnson left for Barnsley, on the whole, it would be fair to say they really struggled, winning 2 games since his departure in February. So Chesterfield here, 21-20. It's not the biggest price in the league, but I'm a pretty confident man thinking they're going to do that. And if they win here and Rochdale lose at Gillingham, that's their playoff place secured. And then they can build for those playoffs and think about how they might overcome an MK, or if they jump over Preston or Swindon, which will be a tough test for them. I think you've got to credit the Chesterfield side when you realise they sold Owen Doyle in January to Cardiff, and they could have easily crumbled there. I think it'd be fair to say he had 22 goals in the first half of the season and was firing them in from all places. But they don't really have an out-and-out goal scorer now, and they're popping goals in from all over the place. And got Sam Klukas here, one of their main threats. He's got 12 goals this season. He got a brace last time out when they smashed Colchester 6-0. So 6-4 any time on him seems a good price. And last little, probably a safer bet this weekend, both teams to score in this game. Oldham have scored in each of their last five home games, even though they've lost two of these matches. So if you fancy Chesterfield to win and both teams to score, that's a good avenue. And Chesterfield, they've not found scoring goals hard to come by of late. I think it's quite simple to say. So 7-10 is not a bad bet on both teams to score here rounding this game off.
Okay, fair enough then. Yeah, 7-10 for both teams to score. The match result on both teams score is 3-1 for Chesterfield to record a score win over Oldham. The last of our games then from League One sees a real relegation ding-dong between Crawley and Notts County. 13-8 Crawley, 12-5 the draw, Notts County 8-5. The 3 points are absolutely vital here for both sides, Jason. You could almost flip a coin when it comes to picking a winner. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, definitely. Every week we seem to have this sort of, there's so many teams down the foot end of this League One table with a 6-pointer every week, and they're so tough to call, and it's as tight as ever going into these last 3 or 4 games. I can't really pick who's going to go down. We obviously, Yeovil are already down, but Colchester have got a game in hand, and then all the way up to Coventry in 16th, they can't really feel safe. There's just 4 points separating Crawley in 22nd and Coventry there in 16th, so it's really going to be interesting to see how this ends up. And Notts County, just what has happened to their season? I've mentioned them a few times now, and it's just, where's it gone wrong? They're out there in the top three at the start of the season with a great run, and it's just got worse and worse and worse. So both teams could do with the points here. Notts County just seem not to be able to win games anymore. They're just 3 wins in 2015 so far, and without a victory in 9 games, that's the sort of form that makes you feel destined for the drop. And Crawley showed signs of an escape, although back-to-back defeats probably has dented their charge a little. And to lose 5-0 in midweek at Walsall, that's a crushing defeat, I think. And I have to say, will they really be able to respond to that is the big question coming into this game. And it's going to be a cagey one, I feel. It might just take one goal. It could be very tight, much like a similar game in the Championship in midweek between Millwall and Wigan that ended up with 3 red cards and two goals, but a very late goal. So I don't see a repeat of when these sides shared 8 goals at Meadow Lane early in the season, that's for sure. So under 2.5 goals here is a good way to come in at 10-11. And the outright market, the draw just stands out for me. I can't really see either side having enough to break you down. And Notts County, they've drawn their last 5 matches. So the stalemate here seems the best bet to take. And just another little one I'd point out purely from a statistics base. Crawley to score first at even money. They've scored the first goal in 5 of their last 6 home games. And Notts County have conceded first in their last 4 games, and the other game that in their last 5 was goalless. So really, I think Crawley to score first at evens is a good little one if you're looking for something a bit different.
Okay, good stuff there. Plenty to go at then in that match in what could be a really cagey affair down there, right down the bottom of League One with 21st playing 22nd. We'll move ahead to some action in League Two then. The first game that we're going to preview is Morecambe against Burton. It's 11-4 for Morecambe. The draw is priced up at 11-5 and it's 11-10 for Burton. The table toppers were held on Tuesday by Carlisle. A bit of a surprise to many. Can they bounce back here against Morecambe?
Yeah, I think held is definitely the right word when you look at the statistics from that game. And it took a very late Burton goal to even get a point there. And it's not really been a glorious run for Burton into this as they try and close out this promotion. But I think they could just have enough. And they might be able to do it this weekend. If they can better Bury's result at Portsmouth, which isn't going to be an easy game for Bury, considering Portsmouth, they've sacked their manager. And you think they'll want a response at home. So Burton, a win here could really secure the promotion, which is good with a couple of games to go. It takes the pressure off. And they've only gone 2 games without a win on 5 occasions this season, and that's never stretched to 3 games. So they respond well to a poor result. And to draw at home to Carlisle is probably a poor result for this Burton side. And when they've got a side like Morecambe who sit flat bang in the middle of the table, they've been there for some time. They've showed signs that perhaps this freedom of being safe from the drop and being too far back from the playoffs has benefited them. They've been able to express themselves, winning well over Portsmouth, and they claim the big 3 points to Bury themselves. However, just 1 win at home in 6 games, I don't think they'll trouble Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank's side much here. And I don't think Burton are the sort of team to underestimate any side in the division. That's why they're probably top. So their price there at above evens at 11 to 10 is a price just too big to turn down for the league leaders. They've won 10 times on the road this season. And really, for me, that's the outright pick in League Two this weekend. And just saying else that you really fancy is six of Burton's last nine matches and six of Morecambe's last 10 have had a goal late on in the last 10 minutes. And that includes Burton's last game against Carlisle, as I mentioned. And in Burton's other match, they've won in the 79th minute, so only just missed out. So more times than not, Burton have scored this late goal. But for me, 7-4 for a match goal in the last 10 minutes, if you fancy saying, a little bit different here, especially in the in-play, if it's Burton need a goal to secure their promotion, I think that might be a slightly bigger price, obviously. But pre-game, 7-4 for a goal in the last 10 minutes is just saying a little bit different if you're looking for a different way into the betting this weekend.
Okay, nice stuff then. Yeah, 7-4 goal in the last 10 minutes then in that Morecambe-Burton game. We'll move on then to Exeter versus Southend, which is next up. It's 19-10 about Exeter. 11-5 is the draw. Southend are priced up at 6-4. And again, Jason, we've got one of those games that you mentioned earlier with one team with something to play for and the other not really.
Yeah, Southend really is. Their place is confirmed mathematically in the playoffs with a solid team in the top seven since really the midpoint of the season. And their recent form's been excellent going into the playoffs with four straight victories. Exeter, meanwhile, they need to make up a four-point gap on Plymouth with a much worse goal difference. It seems like with just three games left, their charge has been a little late, and they suffered a late heartbreak at Wickham, conceding, I think it was a 12th minute of stoppage time to lose 2-1. And that's a hammer blow for any side. And that's three defeats in four now for this Exeter side. They are four games without a defeat at home, but purely on the fact that Southend have been playing so well of late, I have to be backing them here at that 6-4 price. It just seems too obvious for me. And may have won just one of the last four meetings between these two sides, but it seems to me that Exeter now have nothing to play for, and to lose in such a tough manner at Wickham, they will be struggling to get motivated for this game. Winning is a habit, I feel, and Phil Brown's side, Southend, got to come into these playoffs with a great run of form, and if they could go unbeaten between now and the end of the season, they might be the side I'd back in the playoffs. So Southend to win here, 6-4 is a great price, and I'm really looking for a punt. Southend have won their last four games all to nil. So Southend to win here to nil, only team score 11-4. It's probably a bit outrageous to claim it might come in, but if you want a bit of a punt to get you a bit more money this weekend, that'd be my one out of League Two there.
Okay, then, fair enough, Jason's thoughts on the Exeter-Southend game there. We'll move on then to the final match on this week's podcast. It's Northampton versus Cheltenham. 3-4 for Northampton, 13-5 the draw, and Cheltenham are priced at 15-4. Cheltenham finally stopped the rot on Tuesday, ending a run of five successive defeats with victory over Cambridge. How do you see them faring in this game at Northampton?
It's tricky, really, isn't it? It's got to a case now at the foot of League Two that it's two from three out of Hartlepool, Cheltenham and Tranmere, and that win has really could spark something for Cheltenham, but it's difficult to call this. Northampton can start planning for next season, and it's difficult. Just a single point behind Hartlepool, this Cheltenham side, and one clear the bottom side, Tranmere. It's really tight, one of the tightest around the leagues in at the bottom, even though it's completely different to League One, really, where you've got a host of teams separate here. It's come down that one team are going to get out of the mire, really, and some will see it as a blessing to play a team like Northampton. I've said Exeter really don't have anything to play for, but Northampton with Chris Wilder in charge, they seem like the sort of side that will keep battling, and he'll want a response after a couple of poor results for them. So the Cobblers are without winning five games, but they've won four of their last six at home, are very good at home at Sixfield. So the win here, 70-20, is quite a conservative price, but that's where my money would be going on this one, where Cheltenham, it'd be a great escape for them, but I think I just have this feeling about Hartlepool. I have for some time since they went on that good run. They're just going to pull themselves out of this one. And for me, it's going to be a difficult game for Cheltenham. And I think 17-20 is there. And I expect goals, though. Plenty of goals in this game. With both Northampton having the freedom of nothing to lose, really. And Cheltenham knowing that really they do need to pick something up from this game. At 10-11, both teams to score is a very good offering. Cheltenham scoring in four of their last six away games. And Northampton the same in their last six home games, as well as five of their last six games overall. It's just stats like that point very strongly to that. And final tip of the weekend goes to someone who's been missing for a few weeks out with injury, but he's returned much faster than initially predicted. They thought he'd be out for the season. Mark Richards, Northampton's goal machine. He's got 17 goals this season. He could be making his first dance this February. And at any time, price of 23-20 is a very attractive offering for him if you're looking for a goal scorer this weekend.
Okay, excellent stuff. There we go then. Jason Lewis's thoughts on League One and League Two. We'll move on to your nap selection of the weekend now, Jason. What's the best bet across the two tiers?
It's a difficult one. I'd say you've got the two similar sort of games. Preston going to Port Vale, it's a good outright price for them. And then Burton going to Morecambe. And I just think 11 to 10 for Burton. I think this is the weekend. They get the job done. They get over the line. They enjoy the last two games of the season. I can't turn down better than even money on Burton to win with such a great away record. It might be a bit pessimistic. There are bigger prices out there that I am backing this weekend. But Burton 11 to 10 is my pick this weekend. So you just can't turn down the league leaders to be winning once again for 11th time this season, I think, on the road. So that'd be my pick.
That's fair enough then. Burton then the best pick of the weekend for Jason, backing the Brewers to secure their promotion. For what it's worth, I'll go for Chesterfield as the best bet of the weekend. As you mentioned earlier, top of the form table, playing an Oldham side who really got nothing to play for. They're already on the beach, and Chesterfield are playing with a real freedom at the moment, so I'll take them as the best bet of the weekend. Thank you very much for joining me on the League Podcast this week then, Jason, and good luck with your selections over the weekend.
Thank you, Sam. Same to you, mate.
William Hill.